Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Crispy Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Survivor. David vs. Goliath, episode number 3 recap right here on the podcast. First of all, I'm going to give you guys a fair warning of a sorry if this is really late tonight, because I was out of town all afternoon. During the daytime, I was actually in Toronto for the day with my dad, so I apologize if this is a little later than usual, but it is up for you guys. Alright, let's get right into it. So Carl said him and B were kind of blindsided in a way. They were kind of blindsided by the fact that Jessica went home, you know. And of course we know that Carl is Jessica's number one, obviously. The two of them were close together. They were really, really close together in this game as well. But obviously he said that Jessica was her number one. Obviously he said it's not a good feeling right now. To lose his number one, obviously. Gabby obviously trapped Nick at the last moment, and then obviously gotta watch out for Gabby. So they're kind of saying, you know what, we gotta watch out for Gabby. She could be the next one to go. We could probably get her out next, possibly. And so, you know, they're talking about getting her out. They said get her up, watch out for her, you know, maybe get her out this game eventually. So they're talking about, you know what, maybe it's just we should get her out soon because she is very manipulative. So Nick said she wants to throw Gabby under the bus a bit. Gabby might be thrown under the bus here and there. But who knows what next week brings, especially. So also talking about Christian said, Christian was talking about, if they lose again, Mason Dixon will be in complete control. Who goes out next? Carl asking B who flipped. B said probably was Davey. Obviously, we know it was Gabby that was the one that flipped on everybody. B said to Carl that it was Gabby. Then she said it was Gabby that was the one that, you know, betrayed her and all that. So she was the one that betrayed B and the rest of them. Obviously, also she would like to, you know, get out Gabby next. So Gabby's name is actually being thrown up there. So she could be possibly the next person out of this game and heading home in the coming week as well. So John said he's getting better at the old school socializing, obviously. And then talking about Natalie is, you know, next to go. She has been, you know, a bitch to everybody. Excuse my language. I don't usually swear on the podcast, but definitely Natalie is next to go. She's not been too happy with them. Now we know the results of the whole episode is that we know the results, obviously, that she's still there. She's still, you know, very much part of the tribe. Also talking about he likes her, you know, like to, you know, move forward with her, obviously. So obviously he wants to work with her down the road as well. And also Mike said he likes Jeremy a lot. Jeremy says his father had Alzheimer's. Mike was worried Jeremy is going to be his own worst enemy down the road. And then also talking about talking about Christian said to John, the mayor of Slamtown, it is, I guess, interesting. Let me say Christian is funny and is her number one in this game. So obviously, I guess, what she's trying to say is it is her number one ally in this game is Christian at this point. B doesn't trust B doesn't trust Gabby, obviously, because she turned on Jessica, which is so true, which is totally true. She did turn on poor Jessica, who is now out of this game, and she was one of my pick to win was Jessica, and she went really early in this game. Where was I? B said Gabby is dangerous, but is Grisha's number one. So obviously it will be really tough for her to get her out at this point. Also, Jeremy said that there's a lot of side deals going on at this moment. There's like a lot of side deals that are going on at this moment and whatnot. Also, talking about you know, he was talking more about like the what is going on with the side deals and what is actually going on at the moment. Mike said Jeremy is talking about making a lot of side strategies. It can come and bite him in the butt in the end, which is true. It's very true. It can come and bite him in the butt big time, where he can be voted out of this game pretty quick if he's starting to make side deals like this. And then also, talking about, you know, if they lose the next immunity, who they're going to get out. They're talking about getting out Jeremy at the moment. They're talking all kinds of different things. Who they would like to get out next out of this game is who would be the next one to, you know, actually be voted out of this game and sent home. They're talking about Jeremy. Obviously, he's probably more than likely very dangerous. Jeremy's a good player. That's what I think. Jeremy is definitely a good player, and he definitely can go far. I think he can go really, really far in this game as well. So, but they're also, get out Jeremy's the bigger threat at this point. And then also they're talking about possibly either Jeremy that's going to be the bigger threat, or it's going to be Natalie who is, you know, rubbing people the wrong way and pissing people off and with her being annoying a little bit there. So, it's a tough one to decide. So, okay, and then, Dan, Jeremy talking about, Dan has an idol, which is true. Dan doesn't have an idol, and I don't think they believe him. I don't think they really believe him that he has an idol at this point. They don't believe it. That Dan has an actual idol, and he is a big threat, and Dan could possibly, you know, go farther in this game than you expect, especially with an idol in his pocket, which Jeremy went into his stuff and found that idol. Alright, going into the immunity challenge, obviously it's raining once again. I think every second episode, it seems to freaking rain on Survivor. That's what it seems like. It rains every second episode on Survivor for the immunity challenges or reward challenges. It seems like it is raining constantly. So I think they are really in a rainy weather situation. I think they're in the storm weather. Actually, this was filmed in the summer, I think. I think it was summer that they recorded they taped the show the season. I think it was in the summer, if I remember correctly. I believe it was the summer where they recorded this. So yeah, I think they might have been in the stormy weather at the time as well. So one tribe member, what they have to do is one tribe member has to go through obstacles while the other tribe members have to untangle, you know, rope, and then from there they have to go to the finish line and hook a sled, and they have to bring the sled back with puzzle pieces. I believe it's about 3 or 4 puzzle pieces, which will create a pyramid. So it'll be a pyramid shaped puzzle, which can be tough. It can be tough, but then, you know, you never know what's gonna happen. But it's a pyramid shape puzzle. So it goes in a pyramid shape, I guess. So also they are playing for reward. The first person to complete the pyramid puzzle wins immunity, safe from tribal council. Losers go to tribal council. Vote out somebody. There will be the third person voted out of this game. And then also playing for reward, blankets and pillows. Now Jeff had to really cover it. He had to cover up the actual reward because it was raining, so they wouldn't have wet reward challenge later on. So Natalia and Angelina sitting out for the Goliath. Obviously there's two people that had to sit, and obviously you can't sit out in back-to-back challenges, but there is no back-to-back challenges right now at this moment. We don't see back-to-back challenges at the moment. We're only doing the one challenge an episode, which is fine, but I know they will eventually be splitting it up into two different challenges down the road as well. They will be splitting up where they'll have reward challenge earlier in the day, and then whenever, or one day they'll have reward, and the next day they'll have the mini challenge, which guarantees somebody's safety as well. So we're definitely gonna see. We are gonna definitely see it where they're gonna have challenges where they're back to back, or like one day then another. I'm not sure. I don't know how the scheduling goes with Survivor because I've never been on the show before, so I wouldn't know how. I don't know how production works for that. I'm not an expert. I would have to ask or have to find out from somebody that has been on Survivor and has played this game before. So definitely, you would have to ask one of them to how it really works out, like how it works and how you like if it's one challenge one day and then it's like a challenge another day, or do they do like back-to-back challenges in a day? I doubt they would do back-to-back. I would probably think it would be one day and then another day, unless it's getting down to the nitty-gritty of we're at like day 33, day 35, day 36 or something like that. Then I guess it would change. The game would change a lot more where they have to, they would be pushing a lot more with the challenges. So there was Alec and B were on the obstacles. Alec was throwing himself in the obstacles. He was throwing himself around. Alec got stuck at one point. So Alec was stuck in the challenge and just could not, get out of that challenge whatsoever. And then B and Alec got back. They were both tribes were even. John and like Dan were hooking the sled, and then obviously Elizabeth hooked the sled. Sorry, it was John and Elizabeth, I think, were hooking the sled. Elizabeth hooked the sled. Goliath and Davis were good. Now both of them are on the puzzle part of the challenge, so it was very even. It was a very even challenge, and it was a very, very, very even challenge, and whatnot. It was very, very, very even keeled challenge for them. Actually, it's been closer than I expected, because last week there was that blowout. That was that blowout challenge, and it was not good. It was just a complete blowout last time. So, okay, what was I saying? And then the puzzle or the challenge, B hurt her knee, suggested the Goliath haven't yet smell what tribal council's like. David's win immunity, so obviously now we have Goliaths that are going to be going to tribal council. They're going to be voting someone out of this game. Someone is going to be out of this game for good, and no chance to win the $1 million, obviously. And of course Jeff said medical's going to look at B's knee. We don't really know. We didn't know much until she mentioned it back at camp that she did something to her knee. I'll get that to in a second. So Natalia said Natalie is going next. Obviously she lost the challenge for them, so obviously she blaming Natalie for this whole thing. Natalie is the one that is the one that lost the challenge for them. So Natalie is the one that lost the challenge, so obviously it is all on her shoulders, I guess. That is what she's trying to say, I guess, as well. And then Gabby was, so happy that they won immunity and reward, and obviously she's just really happy and all that. And she got to play with this dude who has a PhD in robotic science or something like that, meaning Christian, obviously. Then obviously B mentioned back at camp that she tore her ACL, so she has to nurse it better, which will be hard, especially being out there playing the game of Survivor. It is going to be a tough one for her to play the game and have a knee injury too, because knee injuries are not fun. How do I know? I have one right now. My left knee is killing me right now, so I know what knee injuries are like. They're not fun. It is very, very painful. Well, not always painful, but I mean, it could be a struggle with your mobility, especially in this game. I'm just questioning if maybe she's gonna get pulled from the game. I hope not, because obviously B is one of my picks, and I picked her to win. And you know, like one of my picks to win the game, obviously out of the 8 that I have, well, 7 now. I only have 7 left at this point. But you know, like you need to be mobile. Like in this game, you do have to be mobile. You have to be moving around. You know, you have challenges that are gonna be physical and really mentally tough on you. So you really, really have to, you know, getting any injuries, not good. It's not really good. And you can barely move. Like, but she has a brace on her knee, and hopefully that's gonna help. I don't know what you do for ACLs. I've never had one, and I don't ever want to have one. You know, it really does suck that she hurt herself. I didn't even notice how she hurt herself. Honestly, I didn't. I never noticed how the heck she hurt herself. So I don't really know what the heck's going on, how she did it. So you know, I just don't know how she exactly did it. So Natalie talking to Jeremy one-on-one, and then third, talking to everybody about you know, the keeper despite everything going on. And then Jeremy, you know, saying a bunch of different things, and then of course she has poor communication she has poor communication skills and all that. So the two of them were going at each other throat, and she was not having it. She was just not having it today, and she said, "No, what, don't, I'm done talking to you," and walked away. Obviously, Allison said Natalie has been digging her own grave since the beginning. Angelina said some of them said Jeremy is the more logical person to go. So obviously they're talking about getting Jeremy out at this point, and Jeremy should be the one that is voted out of this game. And then Angelina said it'll be legwork to get Jeremy out. Mike said it is. And then Natalie is weaker, so obviously Mike knows who's weaker, and that is Natalie, obviously. And then talking about, you know, Jeremy is a good talker. He's charming. Natalie said he has been going around whispering and making deals. I guess making side deals with a lot of people. Obviously gonna have to have a conversation, not you, Jeremy. It's always about him. That's what she was stating. And then Tribal Council, Goliath got fired for the first time in this game. And then it is real with all this rain and thunder. The tribe dynamics, Jeremy said Natalie is hard to work with, which is true. She is hard to work with, and I can definitely see her go in the next week or two. I think she will go, but you never know with Survivor, you know? It's just expect the unexpected sometimes with Survivor as well as Big Brother. So, Natalie is talking about, and he said something about Jeremy, and then also that his name will be in the dictionary. And then, of course, taking a cheap, I guess I would say that's the cheap shot at Jeremy. Also, that Alec is saying that you have dug your own grave, which is true. She has dug her own grave a bit. Always have to think what is next for them. And then also talking about Natalie is senior citizen, and she is not a big threat, and she's not a senior citizen. You're 65 is when you're a senior, technically. I don't know if it's different down the states. I don't know. 65 up here is considered a senior up here, obviously. And then, obviously, Jeremy says she is not strong. Jeremy says she's not a threat. Jeremy says she is not strong. She says she is Goliath strong. You know, obviously, want to keep the tribe strong. So, voting. Natalie voted for Jeremy and made a little comment at the end of the vote, of her vote, that to get off her island. obviously. And then they tally the vote. So the first vote was Natalie. 1 vote Jeremy. 2 votes for Jeremy. 3 votes. 4 votes. 5 votes for Jeremy. Third person voted out survivor Jeremy. So Jeff said that was a well executed blindside. Now everybody knows. That's what Jeff kind of said there. And then next week, you're all at the breaking point. And then Jeff, they said, they showed Jeff saying, drop your buffs. So something's going to happen. I think we're going to do a tribe swap next week. That will be very interesting to watch and see. And I'm excited to find out what is going to happen next week. So I am really, really excited for next week's episode. Especially, I'm really wondering what's going to happen next. That's for sure. So all right, that's it for this episode of Everything World of TV. Again, I'm sorry this is a little late as I had to rush through the editing process of this podcast. But it is up. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed if you're new. Also, you can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web. I'll see you guys next week for another episode of Everything World of TV. For the Survivor David versus Goliath recap. Bye for now.